a blessing from you. A blessing from you. My hands.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. And that music that you're listening to is soul-saving worship music, My Hands Are Lifted Up, by my guest on this episode, Pastor Jamel Strong, and Message. And Pastor Strong is an ordained minister, singer-songwriter who launched his national recording career as a teen, we'll say back in the day. He's the founder of the non-denominational Strength Ministries Incorporated. And he's written songs for a whole host of folks that you will know their names once I ask him to tell you. So, Pastor Jamel Strong, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. It is an honor to be on with you today, Lynn Woods. I'm very honored.
Oh, I'm just so tickled pink to have you. Now, I understand that you're originally from Huntsville, Alabama. You're from Alabama, but you're in Baltimore now?
Yes. I'm raised in Huntsville, Alabama. I love the city. I actually went to college there, graduated at Alabama A&M University. I'm a proud Bulldog. My parents are actually a PK, my father. My mother and father ministers in the gospel. But right now, I am in Baltimore, Maryland on an assignment there. I'm enjoying it. I'm a Southern boy at heart.
Oh, okay. Now, you said you're on assignment there. So what is your assignment?
So I serve in ministry at Bethel AME Church. And there's some wonderful people. This very historic church there. I'm serving there under the leadership of Pastor Patrick Claiborne. It's been a blessing. Serving in ministry there and just the city of Baltimore and just spreading the love of Jesus.
Oh, amen, amen. Baltimore is a great city, and like so many of our other cities right now, we're going through this pandemic, and then they're also up in arms about civil unrest things that are going on out there. So we're in prayer for our nation.
Yes.
So what have you been doing during this pandemic and stay-at-home period, which they're starting to lax some of those restrictions right now, but what have you been doing?
Well, it's interesting. When it hit, I was in the ministry in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll never forget, it was like the second Sunday in March. When I got back to the city of Baltimore, it was like, stop, drop, listen, emergency meetings. I remember we had a meeting of the clergy with the doctors of John Hopkins University. They called us in for a special meeting, and this was really before a lot of the country started shutting down, and they were like, this is what's taking place, this is what you need to do. I mean, and I think instantly, we ended up, there was no public service. As far as, you know, the churches were asked to shut down and everything. So at the beginning of the quarantine, it just was really trying to wrap your head around life like you've never seen it before.
Yeah.
You know, what you mean we're not going to church? What do you mean I could inhale and it could affect, you know, it could possibly kill me? So really just taking all of those things in and just trying to see what's going on. So at the beginning of the quarantine, between, you know, the workload we still had to do, you know, with virtual worship, just really trying to rest my spirit, because when there's a lot of, word in the Greek called tarasso, when there's a lot of tarasso in your soul, you can't really make the proper movement that you need. So I really try to be in a place of peace, so that anxiety won't control my actions, but I'll have a peaceful mind, a peaceful thought process, so that I can really see, okay, Lord, what are you saying in this hour, and what am I supposed to do? What are my instructions? So I just kind of took some time of meditation during this quarantine, a time of Selah, a kind of a reprieve, a stop, and think and pray and see. And then also, I was able to release music during this quarantine.
No, wow. Time.
So, mm-hmm. You know, as time went on, I was able to hear God about what to do, just really tried to make the best of it. So it's actually been a productive season, but also a very cautious season.
Okay. It's been interesting how we've been able to be creative and come up with ways to still minister, and the way that they were having church virtually, and still people were producing and recording music.
Right. Yeah. So let me tell you this. So I have a full project that I can't wait for the world to hear. But literally, I finished the production of my project in quarantine. We used, my producer lives in Memphis, Tennessee, and the other producer lives in Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, in Nashville, and the other one lives in Memphis. And I was in Baltimore, and we finished the production of my project on using technology.
That is amazing to just, can't be in the same space, which we're used to. You know, you're used to having to be in the studio with the folks that you're working on, or either doing a live recording in a facility or a church or venue. Because, you know, people, we've always said that our church is not confined within the four walls of a building.
And just so look at it now. We can't, in this season of life, go in there. I don't think it's by accident. I think there's a major reboot that's going on. And I believe that God is he's really turning our hearts back to our first love, and helping us to understand that it's not about this group and that group and controlling and, you know, and me and mine and this denomination, that denomination. But he's saying, listen, I'm coming back from my church. And with some of the assembling that y'all had going on, I ain't down with it. He said, I want my church to be the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I ain't down with that. I want my church.
I want my church.
Oh, well, speaking of church, I'm going to go back a little bit about your story. You're a pastor's kid, and you grew up in the church. Is that where you started with your being, were you a musician? I know you were a songwriter, but did you start out singing or playing in the church, or both?
I did. You know, when you're growing up in the, especially for PKs, you kind of end up doing almost whatever is needed in the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I really just had a knack for music. I just loved it, and I love gospel music. I'm passionate about gospel music. It's just, I've always loved it. And so I was singing. I started singing like around the age of 6 years old, like five, almost six. And I just always loved it. And one of my greatest inspirations was Dr. Mattie Moss Clark.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I just was in awe of her. I remember just being a young guy and just sitting in her workshops, going to conventions, and just being like, this woman is phenomenal. You know, and just the command she had. She knew what she wanted, and she taught us to sing with excellence. She taught us to, you know, it was almost like, if you come to this mic, you need to sing like you might not wake up in the morning. You know, like, give it like it's your last time.
Like, this is the last time that anybody's going to hear you.
That's right. That's right. And so just that level of passion and excellence that I experienced from that, it just made a mark, a great mark on my life. And there is so many others that inspired me. But yeah, I started singing in the church. I started kind of cutting my teeth with writing around 12 years old. The first really formulated song that I wrote, and I just continued with that. And just
ended up doing some work as a teenager with Ben Tanker. Talk to me about that.
I did. So the denomination that we were a part of, we had a state mass choir, and we recorded a couple of songs that did very well. But we were signed to the Tribute Records label, and Ben Tanker was the executive producer of that. And I led a song on there. I was real young. Oh goodness, I was early teens, I think.
Early teens. And wow. Okay.
And I had a chance to lead a song on that particular project. So it was a great experience, and then just kind of growing from there.
I understand that you also, like recently, you had a song with Jason Nelson that charted at top of the Billboard charts.
I did, actually. Bishop Jason Nelson in Baltimore, who is a phenomenal singer and a great pastor, great man of God and a friend of mine. Project I was working on, I was just kind of letting him hear it, just kind of tell me, you know, what he thought of it, because I respected his opinion. And he heard this one song that I wrote on there called I See the Lord. And so he was like, man, could he record? And I said, absolutely. There's a project coming out called Jesus Revealed. So it was just writing the vision of what God had given him for that project. And so I was honored to hear him. He's such a great gift to really just lift that, articulate those lyrics. So he and Tasha Page Lockhart recorded that song together on his project, Jesus Revealed. And that project debuted at number one on the Billboard chart. So I was honored to be a part of that. And others that God has allowed me to write with and or record with.
Oh, wow. Now, Jason Nelson, I remember one of his, I don't know if it was his first or second project that he did on Verity Records, may have been his first one that I wrote. I wrote his bio for that. I believe that was the first project that he did on when they signed him to Verity.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Another something that that I do, too. We all got other something-somethings that we do.
We need multiple streams in this hour.
Tell me about it. You better preach that word.
Multiple.
Amen. Amen. So let's talk about your songwriting, and then, but you formed your ministry, and then you had your ensemble that you had. So how did all this come about? Because I understand that it came about through a conference.
So yes, so I used to hold a conference called the Triple M Conference, and I did it for almost a decade, and it drew people from all over the southeastern region mainly, and I would have different, it would usually be a three-day intensive where we would have workshop classes dealing with various areas, music ministry, and then we would also have services and concerts. So it was like a three-day conference, and it was just phenomenal. And many people that are at the forefront of ministry now were there, and they would come and share, and it was just really good. I can remember a Tasha Cobbs. Nobody knew who she was, and she came over, and just when she opened her mouth, everybody knew then. And then some years later, you know, the Lord really allowed her to be at the forefront of ministry, and so many others like Jonathan and Jason Nelson, Red Brown Clark, Stephen Hurd, Smokey Norfolk, before anyone really knew who he was, and he came, and it just so many different gifts, but I call it names, too many to call, but it was a powerful time. But from that conference, we would do a live recording, and we would allow songwriters to submit songs, and singers would come from all over, across denominational lines. And one of the breakout songs from the release of that independent project was the song My Hands Are Lifted Up. And literally, God took that song, no label, no nothing.
Wow.
The wind of the Spirit around the world, and people started singing it in their worship experiences, and the Lord just began to open doors for it. So we fast forward to now. You're talking about during this pandemic that we're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
I re-recorded this song on my project, but I never planned on releasing it as a single, you know, or separate. It just was almost going to be like a bonus song on the project.
Like a bonus track, okay.
Yeah, like a bonus track, yeah. And so we ended up, we're about to go with another single and going to do all the support for it, but then we had to be sheltered in place. And so we're just kind of praying, okay, Lord, I know you told me now as far as in putting something out that would be a blessing to the people. So to management for me, and they are such a blessing. And so Talisa was saying, because she called me man of God, man of God.
Okay.
My hands are lifted up. I said, okay, you sure you're there? I said, yep. She said, my hands are lifted up. There is a message that I said, and so I prayed about it, and I said, okay, yeah. I had a piece about that in my spirit, like, you need to do that. So I was praying about it, and so the Lord gave me to do a worship invitation to invite others to sing it. We were releasing it and invite others to sing it with us. At the same time, she was being inspired of God about doing it, and she said, and so we were talking, she was like, I got something I want to tell you. So we should do a challenge, and da 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 da. And so I was like, well, what I was about to tell you is, I want to do a worship invitation. Let's not call it a church. She said, I like that. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. So we were just right there in sync.
Oh, wow.
With one accord. And they're just such a joy to work with, because their heart, they have pure hearts. And I love that. And I ask God all the time, align me with people with a pure heart. You know, one thing about it is, you don't have to be perfect to be pure.
Mm.
To be pure, you just need to be honest.
Oh, wow. Now that's a word.
You don't have to be perfect to be pure. To be pure, you just need to be honest. And if we will learn to be honest with one another, when we are imperfect, I kind of all the time, I kind of like this all the time. When you get dirt on you, go ahead and wash it off real quick. Get it off of you. It's kind of like dust.
Uh-huh.
Dust off. Go ahead and get it off quick, because if you don't, dust will turn into dirt. And then you might have to do a little bit more, a little harder scrub to get off of you. And if you leave dirt on you, it'll turn into mud, and mud is sticky. if we just learn how to be honest with one another.
Yes.
And that's one of the greatest things I love about the relationship that I have with them. We're honest with one another, and our goal is for the gospel to go out. So that's how we came out. So I ended up putting out My Hands Are Lifted Up in the midst of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And God, imagine this, Miss Woods, because I just don't feel comfortable calling you Lynn. I respect you.
Oh, okay.
After all these years, almost two decades, God has given us favor, and this song debuted in the top 10 on the Billboard charts the first week.
On an independent label?
On an independent myself label.
Independent myself label. Well, look at God.
Nobody but Him.
And you have a video out too, right, for the single My Hands Are Lifted Up?
We just released the video this month, in the month of June. It just came out. People, I mean, we've already got a high level of viewership. We're almost getting, I think, like at least 1,000 views a day, which is a blessing. It's only been out a couple of days, three days, I think. And so I'm just grateful. So one of the things the Lord told me, because, you know, a lot of times you're like, oh, if I had this budget to get this out, if I had that to get this out. And very clearly I heard the Lord say to me, like He told Moses, use what's in your hand.
Use what you got.
Use what you got. He said, Moses was like, why would you want me to be the mouthpiece for you? I can't even talk good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, my brother, is more articulate. Why not use Aaron? Because Aaron knows how to say it and put it together and everything. But God doesn't call people to lead because of their gift alone. Nope, that's not enough.
Mm.
He calls people that have courage, people that are willing to do it afraid. Sometimes you have to do things afraid, meaning you got to press past the fear and trust God. And people who are passionate about their call, people who are passionate about what God has given them to do, nothing and no man, no human being. I don't believe in giving human beings more power than God. Because if God said it's supposed to happen, there's no human being that can stop the plan and the move of God.
Oh, amen then. That's what I'm saying. And press your way through.
That's it. So use what's in your hand.
Use what's in your hand. Use what you got and press your way through.
That's it.
Now, when is the, are you working on an album right now to go along with the single?
It is done. I can't wait to put it out.
Okay.
But right now we're really pushing, My Hands Are Lifted Up. And we've had people, I was telling you about the worship invitation that we were doing, where we were inviting people to just to sing at least 60 seconds of it and post it on social media, and with the hashtag Jamel Strong My Hand. And that would join us as a community of worshipers, where we could, you know, go there and see them all and different people. And I had people, I mean, from Melvin Williams, who's just been such a blessing. He sang it, Paul Porter, Jason Nelson, Crystal Rucker. I'm, why am I calling names, and the list goes on and on of phenomenal artists and phenomenal voices, influential voices of multi-generations that have done it. And then we've even had people from around the world, had a gentleman group from Africa, and then another one from Rwanda and Africa, just all around the globe, literally, who have been doing it. So it's just such a blessing to hear the different interpretations, whether it's an instrumental interpretation. I've even had spoken word interpretation of it. And so we've just been kind of let God do what he's doing.
Do what he do. But that is such a blessing in that, like you said, this song is like 20 years old, and this is your, here's a 2020 version of it, and it's still touching lives and changing lives and inspiring lives. That's wonderful.
I'm so thankful. And it's given it a new audience, you know, for those who didn't hear it before, because as I said, I wasn't an independent label. Or for people that didn't know, they knew the song, but they didn't know that the Lord allowed me to be a vessel for it to come forth, so they're able to marriage the two and together, or the younger generation who hasn't heard it, and now that's something that they also have added. So it's just been amazing to see. And then in between that time, even other artists that had re-recorded it, you know, there's a young lady, Bree Babineau.
Yes, I know who Bree is, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, she went viral singing it on her couch, and that's how she got signed. She
got her deal with Ty Scott. Or with the management.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. From that video going viral.
Oh,
millions
amen.
Of people, just her sitting on her couch at her house singing the song. So
you just never know.
You just never know.
Never know what God has in store.
Yeah, just use what you got.
Use what you got. Push your way through and let God do the rest.
Amen.
All right, then. So where can people find, if they want to purchase and download the single, where do they go?
Music, everywhere digital music is sold or streamed. Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon Music, Pandora, Spotify, all those places. You can go there.
You can go find
my website.
Okay.
www.jamelstrong.org. Jamelstrong.org. And on social media, I am at Jamel Strong. You know, Facebook, Jamel Strong. Instagram, Twitter is at Jamel Strong. What I tell people is, I am not hidden. If you want to find me, I am an easy find.
easy to find. Okay.
Easy to find.
All right. So you heard that, folks. You can find My Hands Are Lifted Up by Jamel Strong and Message on all digital platforms. And he gave you his social media info. So look him up. Go find the music. Download. Purchase. And if you want to find me, just go to Twitter, at Lynn Woods. It's at LINWOODS. And thank you so much, Jamel Strong, for being my guest today.
Thank you. And as I told you offline, thank you for all that you have done to help promote gospel music through the years. I'm well aware of your work, and I honor you. And thank you for Inside Gospel and all the other stuff that you have done. And I'm really honored to be your guest today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamel. You are such a sweetheart. Now, friends, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Press the subscribe button right now so that you will never, ever, ever miss another episode of the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast. So like, follow us, and subscribe. You can also donate to support us. As I leave you, here is something to inspire you. More of My Hands Are Lifted Up by Jamel Strong on the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless.
To speak of his goodness, all the worshipers join me. Join me tonight. My hands are lifted up. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you. A blessing from you.